This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 32 for Tuesday, August 23rd. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Tuesday in trading that has seen the Canadian oilseed bounce back and forth from either side of unchanged. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $3.60 at $850.40 per ton, and the January contract rises $3.10 at $858.40 per ton. There are sizable upswings on the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed, coupled with more moderate gains in the off-session of Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are on the rise, providing ample support to vegetable oils. The prairie forecast is calling for scattered showers today, with any further precipitation likely to hold off until the weekend. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada released its monthly supply and demand estimates late yesterday afternoon. The department is holding to last month's production call of 18.4 million tons of canola. That said, Stats Canada is scheduled to issue its latest production estimates on Monday. The Canadian dollar is stronger as the loonie climbs to 77.15 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 76.72. The United States Department of Agriculture published its crop progress report yesterday afternoon, showing corn at 55% good to excellent. That's down 2 points from the previous week. Soybeans are 57% good to excellent for a dip of 1 point, and spring wheat holds at 64%. The spring wheat harvest is pegged at 1/3 finished, while the winter wheat harvest is 95% complete. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour projects corn yields in South Dakota at 118 bushels per acre, down 22% from last year's harvest. On the Ohio leg, corn yields are forecast to be 174.2 bushels per acre for a drop of nearly 6% from last year's production. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The November contract adds 26 cents at $14.61 per bushel. October soy oil gains 0.2 cents at 67.69 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal adds $10.90 at $4.31.70 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well on Tuesday as the December contract rises 26 cents at $6.55 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with its December contract up 18.5 cents at $4.08. The U.S. wheat complex is pushing upwards, with Chicago December gaining 12 cents at $8.50. Kansas City December increases 13 cents at $8.79. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December advances 9 cents at $9.10. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 23rd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.